There's a medrash in the sixth parasha, but the pasuk says, "But yes, who came? Kleistel did." It's referring to after the Levim were niskadosh b'kedusha, and Kleistel is set up to how they're going to encamp around the Mishkan. So before that time, people were living in proximity to the Mishkan, and there's some people which are tremendous Mishkan chachamim. It's Canaan. Person who knew a tremendous amount of Torah, the leaders of Klai Yisrael, which are living in close proximity to the Mishkan. All of a sudden, this comes this command from the Baruch Shalom that they should move out, and Levium should move in. So this young whippersnapper, Levi, 13 years old, knocks on the door of this big rabbi and says, "Excuse me, Rabbi, please evacuate. It's my spot." And the rabbi picks up and says, "You're right." And he walks out, and he moves away. He moves away and lets the Levi, the young Levi, move in. I'm sure obviously he said it, but there are Herods. But if you think about it, it's a mind-boggling thing that the Klai Yisrael did it. The Medrash says the Klai Yisrael did that. That was the pasuk. That Klai Yisrael did what they're supposed to do. It says Kein Chono B'Kein Oso. This is what they did. They tell you that this Shevach of Klai Yisrael, that they did that, they didn't protest this process. So if you think about it, what's the message over here in this idea that they did a Kasher Tzibah Hashem, the Bereshit told them to do, they did it. It's looking at pasuk, Perek Beis, pasuk Lamed Aleph. Yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol she tzivu Hashem es Moshe kein chonu l'dehem achin oso. Klai Yisrael did like conversion was mitzvah Moshe. Now, we all want to do a Vodah Hashem. We want to grow. We want to become better, and we know we're supposed to become better. It's supposed to work on ourselves, etc. There's a danger with that. At the end of the day, the focus is Eli Rheingold. The focus is myself. The focus is, how could I become a better person? So, conversion isn't the focus. The focus is me. The version, I would like to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I've spoken about the other times about the idea of, do we take our spiritual temperature? How well am I doing? Am I doing well today? Am I getting closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Do I feel closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do I measure? So that's a good thing because it forces me to grow and etc. But at the same time, there's a downside because I'm focusing on me and not the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this person, he said, "I'm so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have such an opportunity to be right there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mama's tremendous proximity to the Mishkan. You're asking me to leave?" "Yes. I'm asking you because that's what the goal is, not you. The goal is Kodesh Baruch Hu's blessing. The Mishkan, whatever reason, doesn't want you. He wants somebody else here. And that's the right thing to do." And Klai Yisrael did that. They recognized that the goal wasn't themselves. The goal was the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is a tremendous challenge I think we have in our avodah, is to keep that focus. Our society in general has absorbed this. A lot of the issues we have now with the Orthodox feminism, etc. It's the goal is me. I want to have an uplifting spiritual experience. So therefore, I'm going to find what I can halacha in the world of Ruchni is heterim to get my uplifting spiritual experience. And that comes from a Dover Tov. But at the end of the day, the focus isn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. The focus is me. And we are the same way in many different areas. You can't just point it for somebody else. It all comes from a shurish. That is our focus. So this was the message that the matter says that Klai Yisrael, at the beginning of their arrangement, I would almost say like after the Chetah Egel, and this is the Tikkun of the Chetah Egel, where the Chetah Egel was, the Klai Yisrael was focusing on how they can have their way to be mechubar to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that their focus was themselves and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bershman said no. I said, "Yeah, but I need a way to connect to you, Bershman. It's a good thing to connect to you. It's good to connect to you. Am I doing something good? No, you're doing something horrible because I said no. And your focus was you and not me. And the final goal of the focus should be Kadosh Baruch Hu, not ourselves. So that's the balance that we have to have and have a good show."